The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
My son, you talk about a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So he has been in Rome for the last week. He had a senior trip planned. I mean, we planned this thing a year ago with his classmates. Pope Francis passes away, so he was going to be in Rome when Pope Leo was perhaps going to be elected to be the Pope. He just missed that. But on Sunday, he and his classmates were there for the very first time that the Pope gave his first public mass. So they really wanted to be on St. Peter's Square when the Pope arrived in his quote-unquote Pope-mobile, right?
Oh, my God. You mean the G-Wagon?
I know, right?
The white G-Wagon for the Pope.
So it used to be, like, where they had him, like, behind, like, bulletproof glass and stuff. Not anymore.
He's like, whatever.
He's exposed?
Yeah, dude's just hanging out on top of a convertible now. It's like you on prom night. So they ended up getting up early, 4 hours early, because they wanted to be first in line on the route that the Pope-mobile was going to take with the Pope in it. So they get there at like 6 in the morning, and there's nobody in the square yet. But there they were, all dressed in their ties and shirt, button-down shirts and everything. And they had an American flag with them also, because the new Pope is American, right? So they pull up, and sure enough, when the Pope comes around, he ends up going right in front of Hollis and his classmates, who are losing their mind with their American flag and shouting at the Pope. The Pope looks right at him, gives him a little acknowledgement, I think, for the flag. You know, he couldn't do it like, he couldn't like give him a thumbs up or anything. Popes don't do that, right? But definitely saw them.
That's what happens when you bring frat boys to Rome.
Your mic's not on, Kirsten.
It sounded like they were at the Olympics.
I know, right? And here's something cool about it also is that the official photographer for the Vatican snapped a picture of them and put it up on the Vatican website.
What?
Oh, that's my
They're on the Vatican website, right?
That's amazing. Always had that.
Incredible, man. Once in a lifetimer.
Very cool.
All right, so Kristen and I are always having this debate. Does work-life balance even exist? Kristen likes to take, no, absolutely not, right?
I have a prime example for you right here. Okay. So, yes, I'm out in L.A., specifically Beverly Hills, here with Cassie because the Gracie's Gala is tonight to accept my Gracie. And I was texting with my husband yesterday. And first I let him know Cass did indeed miss the flight. Bless.
Of course she did.
Of course. And he said that. He goes, yay, because I said landed. Cass did indeed miss the flight, bless. And he says, yay, of course. And then at 5:30 my time, so it was 8:30 his time, I was like, is he in bed? And he sent me a photo of the monitor with Jimmy asleep in bed. I said, dang it, but good job, Dad. I will FaceTime tomorrow when he gets home from school. And then Bart replied, he wanted to give you kisses goodnight, but we played late with T-Bone, and after eating and bath, he was tired, and it was late, and the phone was downstairs on charger, so I told him he could give you kisses in his dreams.
Mm. Okay, so you're feeling like, absolutely not. I mean, because you would like to be there, but you're also very honored to be in Los Angeles right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm listening to the Diary of a CEO podcast, and if you don't listen to it, it's one of the best, I think, as far as podcasting goes. And here they are talking about work-life balance. See if this resonates with you, Kristen.
Is it possible to have
the success to be number one, but still have all of my evenings and weeks.
No, you're not. No, no. If it's possible, tell me who she is. And I'll tell you, I'll show you a liar. I don't think so. And honestly, Stephen, like, what are we talking about? Because I think that most people, they don't want everything, right? It's like most people don't, are not sitting here being like, I need to be in all the magazines. I want this. I want that. It's like most people want to have security of a well-paying job. They want to, you know, be able to afford their rent or their mortgage and have a nice car and live well and go on a few holidays. And that's like a good life. Should you be able to do that? Absolutely. Should you be able to do that without working evenings and weekends and putting all of the hours in? Yeah, I really think that you should. But if you are leading an extraordinary life, to think that extraordinary effort wouldn't be coupled to that somehow is crazy.
I agree with her. I guess the difference for me, and I might have said this before also, is I do feel like I live an extraordinary life. I hope that doesn't sound like I'm bragging. I do. You know, what we do for a living, I think it's been pretty successful. I also get to travel. I think that's pretty extraordinary also, the places I've been. I think I'm just, for me, it just comes from being settled with it all, knowing that I'm not going to be there for my kids all the time, but I'm also not going to be on the road all the time. You can't have them both at the same time, but I think I have it.
I think there's something to what you're saying as far as you're content with the fact that you can't do it all, which for you, that's fine. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have the balance, because like earlier you spoke to, you don't feel like you can nurture all of the relationships or friendships in your life as well as you have wanted to.
Right.
And a lot of that is because of maybe personal stuff, or you just don't have enough time to do it with all of this. So I think that's more so what people mean when they say that you struggle to have the balance of being able to do all that you wish you could.
I just don't know that you can have it at the same time. Like what you have right now, Kristen, I mean, this is an extraordinary day that you are living out, getting this Gracie.
For sure.
It is the most prestigious award that a woman can win in media. That is an extraordinary day. But you can't be an extraordinary mom today, but you certainly can tomorrow.
Exactly. And that's why, like, this thing balance, it for me, balance means like equality, like equal, right? But there is no balance. It's like a give and take on any given day, right? So one day work is going to get more of my efforts, and other days, you know, family life and mom is going to get more of my efforts. So it's like a scale, right? And is the scale ever like equally balanced? No, the scale tips up and the scale tips down depending on the day and depending on the demands. So like last weekend, dude, I was living the mom life. We were in Tennessee at the digging zone, and we were playing with excavators and having parties in the hot tub and making s'mores. Like, it was fantastic. So that was a full day of, you know, being a mom and, you know, fulfilling in my personal life. And then now here I am, just like, you know, 2 days later, and I'm in LA accepting this incredible award. So for me, it's just the scale is constantly tipping one way or the other. But as far as like being on like balance, that rarely happens.
If you could live a balanced day, the perfect balanced day, is it even possible, Kristen?
Yes, but it wouldn't be extraordinary. You get what I'm saying? Like, it could still be fulfilling. Just because it's not extraordinary doesn't mean it's not fulfilling or that you can't find contentment. I think that is, you know, every person sees that differently, and it's different for every person. So like for myself, yes, I could get up, I could go to the studio, you know, we could have an incredible interview with, you know, Connor from Love on the Spectrum, and then I could leave and go do my yoga, and then I could go pick my kid up from school or camp, and then we could go home and have lunch together, and then, you know, his dad would get home, and then I could focus on the show and do my show work, and then I can, you know, put him, you know, give him his bath and bedtime. So that would be like, for me, be a balanced day, but I wouldn't consider that an extraordinary day.
I mean, doesn't extraordinary just mean literally out of the ordinary? So I think it just means like whatever is out of your ordinary day-to-day life. And for you, like being in LA is out of your ordinary, and it's an extraordinary day because you're going to get this incredible honor. But also like your normal day might also be somebody else's extraordinary because it's out of their ordinary.
All right. That's a good point. Yeah. Yep. 100%.
The Burt Show.